AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A Justice Department internal investigation is underway into the actions of the top officials in the Trump administration's Justice Department as they targeted Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee in 2018. Sagar Magani has more.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify.
A Chicago police officer is charged with taking part in the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January, including being part of a group that broke into a senator's office. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the officer's name is Carol Cheswick.
The fact that a Chicago police officer has been charged in that attack on American democracy makes my blood boil, makes me sick to my stomach.
Cheswick is charged with five federal misdemeanors. His lawyer says he's on desk duty after being stripped of his police powers. Nevada wants to be the first state to hold a presidential contest in 2024. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Governor Steve Sisolak signed the law that would bump Iowa and New Hampshire from their leadoff spots in presidential voting years. Nevada wants the first Tuesday in February, but the other states would likely change their dates. And the national political parties have to agree to the change. Nevada is switching from an in-person caucus system to a primary election day at the polls.
This is AP News. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant says police departments across the country are seeing a wave of retirements at the same time that recruitments are dropping.
On the heels of what we had to deal with last year with law enforcement and public safety coming under so much scrutiny, and having so many challenges, we saw significant exodus throughout this profession.
Mass protests and calls for reforming or defunding police, as well as the pandemic, have taken their toll on morale. The rate of retirements at some departments rose 45% in a year. That's according to new research on nearly 200 law enforcement agencies by the Washington-based Police Executive Research Forum. A 38-year-old man in an SUV he stole minutes earlier ran a red light in Phoenix, causing a five-vehicle collision that killed a woman and her teenage son and daughter yesterday. The suspect, one of several people injured, will be booked after he's released from the hospital. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.